The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're listening to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, the show that proves no one stumbles upon success ever. With your host, Lou Need. Every Mondays and Thursdays, we deliver cold hard evidence behind the power of a robust morning routine. Get ready to be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
Good morning. Hello, morning enthusiasts. Welcome to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast. Today, I have the honor of introducing Lauren Tickner to the show. Lauren is a 22-year-old entrepreneur from London who has helped other entrepreneurs build and monetize their personal brand. She is the podcast host of Impact School and Entrepreneurship and Personal Brand podcast. Lauren, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here to share a ton of value with your people.
I'm so happy that you are here and looking forward to discussing a few topics. We want to talk about today how business owners can increase their influence, as well as how to start and scale an online coaching business.
Absolutely.
I know you were an influencer for several years. You were even into fitness.
Yes, that's it. So I started out as, just posting fitness content just for fun. I never imagined that it would become a business. But as time went on, I had so many people asking me for help. So I was just like, okay, let's start an online coaching business. And I started an online coaching business and it was amazing. It allowed me to, build up an income online without having to sort of, go to work or anything. And it was amazing. And it was super rewarding, super fulfilling. And here we are today.
Fantastic. And so you took your health seriously and you had a ton of people just wanting to know how to do it.
And yeah, exactly. I went through a whole entire fitness journey. I lost a bunch of weight in a super unhealthy way. And I realized that I didn't want other people to go through the same thing. So I started posting content on social media when I was 16 years old. And through adding value, through posting content that was helping people, people really started to resonate and my audience started to grow. And that was just through me posting free content 3 times a day on social media, never imagining that it could become a business. As time went on, I started to get brands reaching out to me and contacting me to work with me. And so I always imagined that I would become a fitness influencer and that would be my job and I would make money from brands sponsoring me. But I realized the power of having your own business, because I became sponsored by one of the biggest fitness companies in the world, a fitness clothing company. And they just dropped me overnight and I realized, okay, this isn't my own income. I need to take my actual business seriously. And so that's when I started taking my fitness coaching company very seriously. And because of that, and because I was doing high ticket coaching very successfully, I had a lot of people asking me, Lauren, how did you do this? I had other influencers, many asking me. And I was like, well, if other influencers can't even figure out how to monetize, then, well, I guess there's other people who are the same. And I knew I had loads of personal trainers following me. So I was like, well, I'm going to teach people how to start online coaching companies. I'm mainly in the fitness industry, but now it's not, like, that was at the beginning. Now it's honestly, I have money mindset people. I have so many random niches. And it's awesome because I help people who help people and it's really, really rewarding.
I love that you found a niche. You found something that you were not only good at, but you're also living proof of. And right. People value that experience, that expertise that you brought into the table.
Yeah, that's right.
That's very powerful. And I love you are as you wanted to own your own business. And so now that you are running your own business, how do you help people start and scale their online coaching business?
So I take them through a 4-phase system. So this is really to help them get up and running, get all the systems in place, because I believe that systems will help them save so much time, energy, money, and stress in the future. So really the four phases, you know, it all begins with attraction. So this is positioning your brand as a coach, as a credible source of information. So it doesn't have to necessarily be a coach. It could be someone who's a therapist who wants to take their expertise online. Anyone who can help other people, either in their life or their business or their relationships or whatever. So phase one's, yeah, all about attraction, getting people attracted to you for a good reason, having your signature high ticket program and feeling good about charging a lot of money for it. Because here's the thing, when people pay, they pay attention. How many of you listening to this right now binge listen to podcasts, listen to so many podcasts, so many things, but never actually implement? If you've been waiting for a sign to implement, go ahead and do it right now, okay? You need to implement in order to have success. So then phase two to starting your online coaching business is all about systematization, right? So you've got to have systems in place, because what you'll find is that a lot of coaches, when they start out online, they're literally bending over backwards for every single client. They're coaching them just through sort of like Zoom or Skype calls. And it's pretty flimsy. But you need systems so that you can take someone from where they are now to where they want to be, so that you don't have to keep going back and forth, and so that you know where your next client's going to come from, right? So systems are fundamental. After that, it's all about conversion. You know, you've got to actually go out and get clients. So how do you go and do that? Well, the best place is to go to low-hanging fruit. Maybe you have some friends or family or existing clients in person who you can go to, or maybe you already have a bit of a following on social media. Maybe even if it's 100 people, who's liking your posts, you can go ahead and reach out to them following some conversation scripts, which, you know, you can, as time goes on, you'll figure out what's best for your clients, but, you know, you can start conversations with people. And the fourth phase to starting your online coaching business is all about delivering results, right? You need to know do on your calls. You need to know how to streamline things, how to get testimonials, how to get referrals, and how to feel confident in knowing that you're going to be getting those clients' results. So that's really the four phases. And I think so often people overcomplicate starting their own business, but it really doesn't need to be that complex.
Yeah, those are valuable points. I love the piece on attractions, positioning your brand, setting yourself up that you are unique, but you also stand out.
Exactly.
And so you said if people pay, they will pay attention. And I don't think I've heard this one before, but it actually is very true, because now they are invested. Exactly. There's an investment in place, and now it means more to them than if it was to be free.
100%. Yeah, exactly. It's so true. I mean, people are invested. They have skin in the game. And I just remember when I was a fitness coach, my friends would come to me saying, "Hey, Lauren, like, can you give me a fitness plan?" So I spent ages writing them a personalized program. I'd offer them, you know, help and support and calls and stuff, even going to the gym with them. And guess what? So I gave it to them, and then they went to university for a couple of months. And so I was still, at this point, I was working a job in London in investment management, right? And so I didn't see them for a couple of months. And then time goes by, they get back and I see them. I think it was like at Christmas time or something. And they gained weight, right? They hadn't done their program. And so I was like, wait, what's going on here? It made me feel like I sucked, but it was just that they hadn't executed on it because it was free. They didn't have any skin in the game. And so that's why, you know, doing things for free, when it comes to something like that, where there are other people involved, like it doesn't work. It makes you feel like you suck. And a high ticket means you're going to get a higher value customer. You repel the dabblers, and it means that you get to get those people amazing results. And you get to work with a smaller group of people as well for the same amount of money.
Yeah, and only the individuals that want the help, because if they want it, they will actually be more engaged in learning it and practicing it.
100.
As somebody who believes in helping others and who I find joy in giving back and serving others and helping others grow professionally and personally, personal development is big. It really does take a toll on your confidence if you provide the insight, if you provide the information and nothing happens to it.
Exactly. Yeah, no, it's really, it sucks.
Yeah. I want to talk about how big is your influencer circle right now? You started at 16 and you've been growing it steadily ever since. How big is that number?
Yeah, so across social media, I have around 200,000 followers. But I don't really measure it by the number, you know. I measure it, for me, it's more about depth than sort of like the number of followers that I have. My followers are very like, they're very engaged with purchasing and investing, and they're people who want to better themselves. And so it's really cool. My biggest audience is on my podcast, Impact School, which is great. I love doing that. And so, yeah, I mean, I've definitely realized as time's gone on, you know, followers don't equal income or impact. Mm-hmm. And that's because I have a lot of clients who are actually influencers who have a way bigger following than me. So it's been really insightful to see that, because I always used to, as I mentioned, imagine myself becoming one of those big, big, big influencers. But yeah, I mean, it's definitely not what I want now.
Yeah. So how do you, what are some tips you would give people who are interested in becoming influencers and without having to break the bank?
I mean, to me, I didn't spend any money on building my audience. It was just time. You know, you can either use money or time to do something. And so I just used time. Now, I think that really the first thing is like, you need to understand, why do you want to build a following? Like, is it for vanity metrics, vanity reasons, or is it because you actually have a message to share that you want to change people's lives with? I think it's really getting to the bottom of that first. But the first and most important step in order to actually standing out on social media and building that audience is to first know who do you want to speak to. So who's your ideal audience? Who's your ideal follower? Who's your ideal client? You need to know that so much before anything else, because you can't do anything else until you've nailed that. Because like, once you know who your ideal client is, then you know what social media platforms they're using. If you don't know what social media platforms they're using, then you're going to just randomly try and use every single platform in the world. Yeah. And that is going to take you so much time. It's going to be pointless, basically. So yeah, that's the first step. And then it comes down to actually posting content that's going to either take your ideal clients away from their pain or closer to their goal. So it has to be valuable content. Now, I used to post tons of like how-to style content, but recently I've realized that the best type of content to post is actually going to be sort of like either the why or the what. So explaining to people why they need to do something or what they need to do, and not necessarily telling them like how to do it. Because otherwise they have everything, right? And like, so yeah, I mean, this is sort of like a bit more strategic. But I think, you know, I still personally do how-to stuff. But it's like, if you have something that you know you want to sell, then doing this is going to be more beneficial to you. So yeah, posting consistently, you've got to post every single day. Like so many people don't. They post once in a blue moon and they just don't bother again. It's like, you need to be consistent. It is absolutely critical.
Yeah. And being consistent is key, I'm hearing from you, but also the content. And then you're changing it now, because a lot of people think you got to talk at people. You're not engaging with them. You're not talking with them. And when you write content, as you say, that targets the why and the what they should be doing, it actually gives them a sense of ownership. It gives them a sense of like, I'm involved in this process, as opposed to being told what to do.
Right.
And so I like that a lot. And I will consider that for myself as well. It's like, it's almost like engaging the mindset of why you should do certain things.
Yeah. Well, it's not even that though. It's all about highlighting that problem. So when you tell people, you know, why they need to do something, and when you tell them what they need to do, they are like, oh gosh, I need to go ahead and do this. And then they try and do it by themselves and they can't do it. And so that's really what it's all about. It's sort of like another really important thing to do is like breaking down people's belief patterns and then rebuilding them back up. So a great example of this is like, I made an Instagram caption earlier. So it was sort of like highlighting what happened and then why it was bad. So it started, this is the caption. I fell into a trap that slowed my online coaching business down around 1 year into picking up momentum. A mentor I looked up to massively contacted me and asked me if I wanted to create an ebook together. You'll make passive income. Selling this 100 will be $5,000. It's easier to sell a $50 ebook than your $5,000 coaching. So you'll be able to help more people. And then I said, oh boy, if I'd known. At this point, my audience was around 50,000 people who were highly engaged and who wanted to get strong and lean. So to me, it seemed logical to make an ebook to do just that. But I didn't realize these critical things, which if I had known, my life would be very different right now. one, just because it's an info product, it doesn't mean it's passive income. And then that's kind of like what I was doing. And so because I know that the belief of a lot of my ideal clients is like, oh, I really want to write an ebook. I can make passive income. Like, I made this caption because it's actually not a good business model for them to follow. Instead, they should focus on high ticket. But I was breaking down that old belief and I was rebuilding it back up as to why the other option is better for them. So that's something that's really important. And storytelling is key as well.
That is very clever. It's connecting in knowing how to engage the followers. That's very key.
Right. Exactly. So important.
I want to get into your morning routine. Tell us, what does it take for Lauren to be a young entrepreneur to get up every day, to dress up and show up and run her business and run her podcast?
So let me tell you, I definitely don't dress up. Right now I'm wearing joggers, like tracksuit bottoms, and then some like real old t-shirt that I've had since I was about 15. Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, basically what I do is like in the morning, every single day, first thing I do when I wake up is like, I always need the toilet, right? So let's be real. Like I go to the toilet, do my business. And after that, I go straight back into my bedroom and I just get straight back into bed, grab my phone and put on Headspace. I do a Headspace for 10 minutes. Actually, recently I've been, for like the past year, I had like a breakout on my face like a year and a half ago. And so I started using this like red UV light thing on my face. So I just put that on while I'm doing Headspace. That thing lasts 8 minutes and the Headspace lasts 10 minutes. So it works for me. After that, the first thing that I do is basically I'll get straight out of bed. But just before, while I'm lying in bed, I'll say, I am fit, I am happy, I am healthy, I am wealthy, I am strong, I am successful, I am calm, I am ambitious, and today is going to be a good day. And then I jump out of bed. So I say that out loud. After that, I brush my teeth, wash my face, literally go put on my gym clothes, and I go straight downstairs, just drink a bit of water, and then I leave my house and go train at the gym. And that's it. It's simple. And then by the time I get back home, I'm ready to get on with my first and most important unit of work for the day. Now, sometimes before I go to the gym, I will do some small task like that will take me no longer than an hour if there's something that needs to get done urgently. But usually I prefer not to do any work before I train and get back. It's better for me. So that's my morning routine.
Yeah. I mean, Headspace is 10 minutes. Affirmations is another 10, 15 minutes, right? Maybe less than
that. Takes me like 10 seconds.
So your morning routine is so effective and so prominent, but it takes you less than an hour.
Oh, it's so short. Like, but I mean, obviously I go to the gym, but like, that's because I would go to the gym anyway. Like it's just part of my life, you know?
Yeah. It's the lifestyle. Working out is just releases serotonin. If you're healthy, you're confident. It's just the multitude of benefits.
Oh, yeah.
To working out. I myself work out at 6 every morning because I'm up at 4:30, but work out at 6 because it is a crucial part to getting my day going.
Yeah, exactly. I'm the exact same. I love to train.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about your Headspace, your 10-minute Headspace. What goes on in there? You're planning out the day, you're calming the mind. What's happening?
I just follow one of their meditation things. It's mindfulness, actually. It's good. I like it. I don't know much about mindfulness, meditation or anything. I think I'll start using something soon because it's kind of got a bit boring now. Just because like I've listened to the same ones again and again and again. So I'm going to try some new stuff. I've just got one of those Muse 2 things. I don't know if you've heard of it. Yeah. It's like a meditation headband thing. I'm going to give that a go. We'll see how it goes.
Okay. Yeah, very good. Your morning routine is very simple. And morning enthusiasts, if you're trying to overcomplicate this process, don't.
I used to feel so much stress to, like, everyone would talk about their long morning routines, how they would, like, go get out of bed and then run in the ocean. And I'm just like, I don't live near the ocean. I can't do that. I used to feel stressed about that. But, like, yeah, it doesn't need to be crazy.
No, absolutely. And I agree. And I like how you tailored it to what works for you. Exactly. You know, you got the red light that works for you. You got the 10-minute headspace that works for you. But it's whatever that works for the individual to actually get your day going right.
Exactly.
Awesome. And I love what you did. Lauren, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. You've added tremendous value here. You've talked about how to start and scale a coaching business, looking at getting attraction and positioning your brand and your signature highlight and knowing what you're selling and what free content to provide. Systematization is key, as you mentioned, because that helps alleviate and minimize the back and forth and things being out of operation, knowing how to deliver great content. And of course, we got into being in how it is to be an influencer, what it means to knowing your why you want a following, knowing what content you're going to give, and tailoring that content so that it is valuable. And do it constantly, day in and day out. And of course, I love your morning routine, how short and sweet it is, because it works for you. Tell us about your podcast and how else we can connect with you.
Yeah, so my podcast is called Impact School. It's available on every podcast provider. So wherever you're listening to this right now, you will be able to find Impact School. So it's just I-M-P-A-C-T and then the word school. Anyway, pretty simple name. So definitely go subscribe to that. And then you can find me all across social media. It's just my name. I'm getting more and more active on LinkedIn now. So it's just Lauren Tickner, L-A-U-R-E-N. T-I-C-K-N-E-R. Be sure to follow me on that for some awesome content. And I look forward to hearing about how you found this podcast to be.
Awesome. Lauren, thank you for coming to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been great.
All right, morning enthusiasts. That's it for today's show. Thank you for tuning in. If you love the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, we'd love to hear from you. So go ahead and subscribe, rate, and give a review on iTunes or Google Play. While you're at it, tell a friend about the show. Be sure to visit bestmorningroutineever.com and our Facebook group to join the conversation, access the show notes, and discover our fantastic free bonus content. Until next time.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew. Topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.